Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord of my heart,
Give it to Day. I know it's not Sabbath yet, but we are entering, drawing nearer and nearer to the Sabbath. So we are here to give God the praise, what he has done for us during the 6 weeks, six days of toiling. And today, you know, a day as it is drawing nigh, we know we will be having a blessing, a blessed time, getting blessing for my brothers and sisters who join here, that we can share this blessed preparation each day. So let us have a word of prayer. This is Sister Powell. I may be a little tired, but this is Sister Powell. Father in heaven, we want to thank you this moment for allowing us, Lord, to be in your presence. We want to thank you that you have allowed us, Lord, to get through everything in this preparation day and that we can sit at your feet. We want to thank you for the many blessings you have given unto us as sons and daughters that join this line, dear Lord, especially towards our children, our immediate family, our children, our husband, our grandchildren, our brothers and our sisters. And we want to thank you for your love and your mercies, how you provide for us in many means, our food, our shelter, clothing, peace of mind. You gave us the word that we can study and to look upon you and to look upon you for guidance, Lord, so that you can protect us and you can keep us so that we will able to enter into that eternal rest with you. So we just want to thank you. You said we are two or three gather in your name doing the things concerning your will. You are in the midst, so I know you are here today. And as we focus about the importance of the commandment that you have given unto us, the Ten Commandments, and especially the fourth commandment, the Sabbath, and how we should worship and to be obedient to the Sabbath and also to share it with others. Lord, sometimes we do not know how to worship on the Sabbath. We do not know, dear Lord, so we are asking you. And you gave us a lot of information, promises, words, you know, to lift us up, the way in which, Lord, we are supposed to respect you and follow your command. And we are asking you this evening to allow us as we go into your word. Help us, Lord, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome again on Advent Light Sabbath Rest, right? That is it. So far, we are here and we are going to read the Romans 6:16. And this question is how important it is that we obey the commandment of God rather than the commandment of man. You know, we have been studying about the commandment of God, not the commandment of man. And we know that that is going to be a big test throughout this world. So we are asking the Lord to allow us that we will be obedient to the commandment of God, but not the commandment of man, right? And we're going to read Romans 6. You have your Bible. Can you take your Bible and just look for this passage, Romans 6:16. We have a few scripture before, you know, we open the line, you know, for others. So or we focus upon our Sabbath rest and the commandment that God gave us as we have been studying the Word of God and asking the Lord to help us that we will get to understand clearly how we should worship the Sabbath. Right? So we are on Romans 6. Give you a little time to find it. Romans 6:16. I don't know if anyone wants to read it. If anyone wants to read it, you could just press 1 and I will open the line. Well, if you don't, I will read it. I give you a little time to find it, my brothers and sisters. All right. Romans 6, verse 16. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank you, my dear sister. Okay. Okay, 518, your line is open. Blessing, happy preparation day, nearing to the Sabbath.
Yes, happy Sabbath to one and all. To my brothers and sisters online who are here a bit early, before the Sabbath hours. The text is saying here, for us is Romans 6. Sixteen. It says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants, to obey his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or obedience unto righteousness?
Okay. Right? So this is showing us that we must obey, right? We must be obedient.
You unto righteousness. Continue.
Mm-hmm. So if we are not being obedient, we cannot gain that righteousness, right?
Yes. That's what it says.
Okay.
I mean, not the
exactly. And it said here, but God be thanked that you were the servant of sin.
But ye have obeyed from the heart that from of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servant of righteousness.
Okay,
keep going.
Right. No, man, we finished there, though. Because we have some other scripture that we're going to read to see that God wants us to be obedient. The old thing that God wants us to be obedient to his commandment, right? And when we be obedient, he will cover us with his righteousness, right? So that is it. So we are not supposed to be obedient to man, right? And we go in Matthew 4:10. Just warming up on Taylor. Matthew 4:10.
Ooh. Matthew 4:10.
Just going to read three scriptures.
Matthew 4:10 is, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Okay?
Exactly.
Matthew 14.
It is, so what you see, what it is written?
Mm-hmm. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, obedience. Thou only shalt thou serve.
Okay.
God
right.
Says, get thee hence, Satan. For it is written.
Yeah. But it is telling us that Satan is behind this, right? And that is why Satan is out like a roaring lion to change God's lawful Sabbath, right? And we know it is coming on nearer and drawing nearer and nearer than we think, right? But we know what the Lord said, and we know that God is going to protect us. And just another, Matthew 59. And brothers and sisters, you can take these scriptures that you can write it down, that, you know, can remember these things, because people have been attacking us and you're telling us that the Sabbath changed. But when we have this scripture, we can go back and read and let them. Matthew 15.
But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men.
All right. All right. So you see what they're teaching, what we are hearing now from the Sabbath.
Men. Commandments of men.
Exactly. We are hearing a lot of from the Sabbath, and that is the day that we know that the devil is fighting for God. Holy Sabbath, he wants to call God's holy commandment, and this is what he's trying to, you know, put on the table, that the Sabbath and how they play, you know, how they put it on the plate is just like the Sunday, you know, is the Sabbath, and the Sabbath, the Saturday, is a false day. That is how it is. A lot of people view it even now in our own, in our area, because even today I got some message from someone, and that person know that is the Sabbath, right? And that person know that you don't do anything on the Sabbath, right? They know that we don't do anything on the Sabbath. And that person wants to find out if they can meet on the Sabbath tomorrow, you know. And you know what? You cannot be compromising. Nothing, you know what the Lord said. The Lord said, worship 6 days, worship work, and the 7 days, the Sabbath of the Lord. And that is a disaster. I think I'm hearing a repeat on your phone. Can you? And I think I heard a repeat. Can you mute your phone, Alisa, just Fanzinelli?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, my dear. So we saw how important the Sabbath is. And we're just going to read a little more, and then I'm just waiting till I will warm up with you people, Sister Fanzinelli. We are here.
Yeah.
No. All right. It said if there's part nine. The 7 day Sabbath instituted by God, as we read it a while ago, right? It's instituted by God. The 7 days are instituted by God at the creation of the world, and it is the seal of his government authority. So that is the seal, right? God's basic government code for mankind is the Ten Commandments. Even though what they are saying, my dear sister, that the Ten Commandments was done away with, and it is no more important for us, right? But we know that it is, the Ten Commandments is the seal of God, and God's basic commandment code to mankind is the Ten Commandments, and only the Sabbath commandment revealed the name of our Creator, and also our lawgiver. So we know that this Ten Commandment is very important for us. This, and we know that we are, as God's chosen people, God's remnant people, we are going to stand prosecution for this Sabbath, but we just ask the Lord to help us so that we will be faithful. I am going to start open the line now, my dear brothers and sisters. Welcome, my brothers and sisters. We were just here a while ago. You know, myself and Sister Constantine was reading about the Sabbath, how important the Sabbath is, and for us as followers of God, how we should, right, respect and honor God's command, and also to share with others. So I'm going to open the line. So welcome, my brothers and sisters. It's not the Sabbath yet, but we gather here to give praises and to bring glory to his wonderful name. So I'm going to open your line, Sister Constantinelli, if you want to do a song.
Yeah, sure.
518-48. Your line is open. And a testimony for somebody. Okay?
I want this woman. 393. Okay. Let me find the song, just a piece. Excuse me.
Tonight was Sister Carla, but she's traveling. So I'm asking my brothers and sister to remember Sister Carla in prayer. She's traveling to Arkansas. So that's why she's not here tonight.
I'm looking for this song, Sister P. I'm looking for this song. That is a Sabbath song. I had it just now, you know, but it get away from me, man. Dear Lord, let me see. Dear Lord. 392. I want to sing this song before I sing. Okay, so it's 392. You have your book, Sister Powell? Yes, hymn book. I don't know if you know this song. Let me see.
I'm going to sing it, my dear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, set up sun. The sun is not quite set yet, but it's about to set. All right. This thing that when you content they don't want to hear. All right, let me sing it. Dear Lord, we come at set of sun, and at your feet we kneel to worship you, Creator King. This day your sign unseen, our earthly task we lay aside according to your word, to enter now your holy rest, the Sabbath of the Lord. Sweet Sabbath rest, your sacred eyes are as a golden chin that reaches back to Eden's gate and points us home again. And when this earth shall be renewed and sin and death destroyed, shall all redeem its Sabbath day to me to praise their God. Beautiful song. We come at set of sun. Okay, Sister Pamela, I could go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
Yes, sure.
All right. Let me pray. Merciful Father, we come before you to give you praise and thanks that we can come on this line as brothers and sisters to welcome in your holy Sabbath day of rest. Father, we thank you for your protection over us during the 6 working days of toil and labor. You have been with us in our going out and in our coming in. You have protected us, Lord. And here we are to give you praise and thanks this afternoon at the beginning of your holy Sabbath day of rest. Father, we pray that you will be with all those who are still preparing. The Sabbath has caught them and they have not prepared themselves fully, but Father, we pray that you will help them hasten their feet and that as they try to bring themselves into conformity with your holy will and law, that they may be able to be prepared to receive a blessing on your holy Sabbath day. Father, we know that the Sabbath day is a day of rest, and we should be preparing for it during the entire week so that we don't have to hustle and rush about to do anything. And so, Father, we come before you, and we pray that you will continue to bless each one that come on the line here this evening, that you will supply our needs, and that you will help us to be closer drawn to you on this Sabbath evening. And as we join hands together and we try to encourage those who do not know of your love and your saving grace and do not know how to keep the Sabbath, Lord, help us that we may be able to explain to them that God made the Sabbath. This is a sign between us that he is our God. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless each one that come on the line tonight. Give them the understanding to keep your holy Sabbath day holy, because it is your sign and it is your seal. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for being with us during this week and being with us right now. You are here with us on this line, Lord, and we pray that you will keep our hearts and minds stayed in you during these your holy hours, that at the end of this Sabbath day we may receive a blessing from your hand. We thank you, dear God, for hearing, and we thank you for answering our prayer, and we thank you for being with us on the rest of this line for the rest of the evening. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
You want me to
read?
Can I read?
Amen. Yes,
Sister Farrell, I want to read
something.
Yes, yes.
Sure.
I said, God, I'm reading here from The Sanctified Life. Self-control, condition of sanctification. It says, the life of Daniel is an inspired illustration of what constitutes a sanctified character. It presents a lesson for all, and especially for the young. A strict compliance with the requirements of God is beneficial to the health of body and mind. In order to reach the highest standard of moral and intellectual attainment, it is necessary to seek wisdom and strength from God, and to observe strict temperance in all the habits of life. In the experience of Daniel and his companions, we have an instance of the triumph of principles over temptation to indulge the appetite. It shows us that through religious principles, young men may triumph over the lust of the flesh and they remain true to God's requirements, even though it costs them a great sacrifice. What if Daniel and his companion had made a compromise with those hidden officers and had yielded to the pressure of the occasion by eating and drinking as we was accustomed with the Babylonians? That single instance of departure from principle would have weakened their sense of right and their abhorrence of wrong. Indulgence of appetite would have involved the sacrifice of physical vigor, clearness of intellect, spiritual power. One wrong step would probably have led to another until the connection with the heaven being severed, they would have been swept away by temptation. God has said, them that honor me, I will honor them. 1 Samuel 3:3. While Daniel clung to his God with unwavering trust, the spirit of the prophetic power came upon him. And while he was instructed of man in the duties of court life, he was taught of God to read the mysteries of future ages and to present the coming generation through figures and similitudes the wonderful things that would come to pass in these last days. Yes, that was Daniel. Daniel's life.
Amen.
Yes. I have another little reading here. A faultless character. Many times we hear people saying that, yo, you can be perfect, you can have no faultless character. But this is what Ellen White says here. She She says Daniel was subjected to the severest temptation. You hear?
Mm-hmm.
That can assail the youth of today. Yet he was true mm-hmm. to the religious instruction received in early life. He was surrounded with influences calculated to subvert those who would vacillate between principle and mm-hmm. inclination. Yet the mm-hmm. word of God presents him as faultless character. Daniel dare not trust his own moral power. Prayer was to him a necessity. He made God his strength, and the fear of God was continually before him in the transaction of his life. Daniel possessed the grace of genuine meekness. He was true, firm, and noble. He sought to live in peace with all while he was unbending as the lofty cedar wherever principle was involved. In everything that he did come to in conclusion with his allegiance to God, he was respectful and obedient to those who had authority over him. But he had so high sense of the claims of God that the requirements of earthly rulers were held subordinate. He would not be induced by any selfish consideration to swerve from his duty. The character of Daniel is presented to the world as a striking example of what God's grace mm-hmm. can make of men fallen by nature and corrupted by sin. The record of his noble self-denying life is an encouragement to our common humanity. From it, mm-hmm. We may gather strength to nobly resist temptation and firmly, and in the grace of meekness, stand for the right under the severest trial. Amen. God's approval dear Daniel's life. Mm-hmm. God's approval is dearer than life. Dear. Yes.
Amen.
So that was it.
Praise God. Yes, my dear. All right. Thank you, Sister Canzanelli, for that song eventually, you know, and also that reading, A Life of Daniel. And we saw as we listened to the reading that Daniel depended upon God. You know, he was being obedient to stand up, you know, despite of what may happen. He stood firm. I am going to, if it's even caused my life, I am going to stand for Christ. And this is what the Lord wants us to do. We all have to look upon these examples, you know, and these individuals, because it's there. As my sister was reading, she said that Daniel and his companion live in this world, in the world, just as what we are facing now, right? And he never bow, right? So that is telling us that my sisters and brothers who join this line, we are living in a sinful world, a world where, you know, trouble, trials, tribulation, a world that we know we are going to even persecuted, we are going to be killed. But God said, as we look upon the life of Daniel and his friends, we saw what the Lord have done for him. So we know that the Lord is able to do all things for each one of us. So let us give him the praise, my dear sister. And I just welcome everyone on the line. And I hope that you guys have a wonderful week that passed. And we are just looking, focusing, setting our mind upon the Sabbath, that we will have a blessed Sabbath. So I'm just opening the line. Okay, 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Happy Sabbath. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. I want to thank him for his grace that brought us through, and just thank him for blessing us. I would like to read a prayer. Dear God, thank you for giving us the perfect example of love through your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us the opportunity each day to be your hands and feet while we remain here on earth. I want to bless others like you have blessed me. I want my life to be a blessing to those in need, not for my own glory, but to glory you. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank
amen,
you, God.
Amen.
Oh, God, we want to thank you. And we want to ask for prayer for it being light for the our members on and off this prayer line. We want to ask for prayer for all our leaders that helps to make success. We want to ask for prayers for the sick, the homeless, the ones outdoors, the ones that's confined in all different types of facilities, for all those that, whatever situation they're in, COVID. And we just want to ask the Lord to bless our leaders' missionary that has all over the world and they can't get through, and all the things they need to get done at a certain time and can't get it done. God, see that they get it done and bless them and strengthen them and give them the strength to move forward. Amen. So we just want to ask the Lord to bless the ones that are not on the line and bless all the church open in his name that they can continue moving forward. And despite of not having COVID in the church can move forward in Jesus' name. So we want to just thank God and keep praying for one another and love each other as Jesus, as God love us. Amen. So everyone
Amen.
Have a blessed, everyone have a blessed evening. Just want to ask for prayer for my family and my sister up in one of them hometowns and my brother-in-law Ray. And my nieces and nephews and just my whole family in general. And God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. And I just
Amen.
Want to give God the praise. And I just want to say that I moved on from a lot of things, thank God, a lot of negative things. And I just want to share it with y'all, and I just want to say that I moved on from a lot of stress, and also moved on, thank God, from a lot of the, I moved on from the nightclubs, thank God, you know, I moved on from bad company, and I just I kept on moving on, and I moved on from just putting my head down when things go wrong. I moved on from that. I keep my head up now, you know. And I just moved on from backsliding. I just keep on moving forward. And my friends and my family asked me, how did I be able to do it? I said, well, first I prayed on it, and then I just pictured myself driving a car with no reverse on it. And I pictured myself driving a car with no rearview mirror on the side. I just pictured all of that, and I just kept moving on. So I just want to say God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Brother John and Sister Brenda for that testimony. Move up. You move up. You move up. Go forward from all the things that the Lord said. You know, when you become a Christ, right? New things, right? New way of life, right? Your whole habit is gone and you become new, right? Old things are passed away and behold, all things become new. You know, Brother John, God is so good. He is so great. Both Brother John and Sister Brenda, to be testifying and also sharing the word. And, you know, your life experience is a testimony for others that they can know that despite of what is happening in their life and how deep they are gone, you know, God is able to carry them out through and to allow them to get out victorious. So that is what Brother John is saying, that their habit is that their old habit, everything just moves, it flies, right? And Brother John is giving praise to God. Thank you, Brother John. I know the Lord is blessing. Brothers and sisters, you know, when you listen here, we may hear these messages and these testimony, you know, right along or going along. We may hear it. But let us take these testimony, brothers and sisters, and, you know, share with others. Because I can tell you on this line here, Brother John and Sister Brenda came here on this line, and Brother John actually go to debt grave, debt. And Brother John, by the grace of God, God was with Brother John, brought him back here to give praises and to tell others about the goodness of God and to draw others to the Lord, and also Sister Brenda. So we are so grateful to know that, you know, God is so good and God is still working in the heart of his sons and his daughter. So I just want to give God thanks for that, Brother John. John, and sure, we will be praying for you, Brother John. Right? God is so good. God is so great. He's worthy to be praised. All right? 518-650-61. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and you? Right? We can say happy Sabbath. Yes, we're nearing, you know, but welcome. And I do know that each one of you had job a good week. You know, the Lord take good care of his children. And I know that we can give him all the praise that due to him. So 518-650, your line is open.
Good evening. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling Albany in New York.
Amen.
Far from all carry, help us Sabbath morning, our waving fields and from the distant sea. Swell notes of praise in harmony resounding, as all creation turns her heart to thee. Though man alone, Lord of thy great creation, fails now to laud thee for thy love and fall, yet still I remnant love thee and remember thy holy law and each sweet Sabbath o'er. Lord of the Sabbath, Savior and creation, calm now the troublings of ye troubled breast. Speak to our hearts the peace of thy commandments. Breathe on its soul, fair Eden, say, O Lord, rest. Strong in thy might and quiet in thy meekness, may we thine image bear from day to day. Then may we enter pearly gates eternal and sing redemption song it's a but oh. I'm going to read Exodus 20 verses 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Far from all care, we hail the Sabbath morning. Heavenly Father, you said in your word to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, O God, but the 7 day is your holy Sabbath. Father, as it is coming, drawing to this Sabbath, I'm asking you, O God, to consecrate me. Anoint me, O God. Purify me. Forgive me of all my sins. Father, I thank you and I praise you for what you have done for me, for what you are doing for me, O God, and what you continue to do. Lord, I just give myself to you, Lord. There's nothing I can do of myself. Everything is you. So, Lord, I just want to thank you and I just want to praise you. I just want to magnify your holy name, O God. I just want to lift you up and I just want to give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise that belongs to you, dear Father. Into your hand, O God, I put myself. I'm asking you to do for me what I cannot do for myself, O God, to touch me and heal me and make me to what you want me to be. Lord, as I come on this prayer line, O God, I'm asking you to put all of those who are on this prayer line along with myself into your hand, dear God. I'm asking you to build an edge around us, to mold us and to fashion us and to make us into what you want us to be, dear God. There's nothing we can do of ourselves. We are like a lump of clay. We are like a chaff which you wind drive it away. But Lord, because of your goodness, because of your mercy, because of your love, because of you, dear God, we are here so that we can come on this prayer line. So Lord Jesus, have your own sweet way in our life, O God. Create in us clean heart and renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, dear God, and take not your from us. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness, dear Father, and make us into what you want us to be. Oh God, I'm asking you, Jesus, heal the sick, oh God, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Lord, freely you receive and freely you give. You is a God of mercy, and there is nothing too hard for you, God. You is a possible God. Lord, you is a possible because you make impossible into possible, O God. Nothing is too hard for you. So, Father, take us, O God, and mold us and fashion us into your likeness. O God, I'm asking you, dear Jesus, to look down on my children in Jamaica. Look down on that house, O God. My family in Jamaica, they are sick. They have the COVID. Three is negative, oh God, and two is positive, oh God. I'm asking you, Jesus, to go into that house now at 3099 Santa Road, oh God. And wherever they are now, I'm asking you, oh God, to touch them, to heal them, to purify them, oh God, and to make them into what you want them to be. Bring back health, oh God. Restore health, oh God. Lord, let nothing that is unlike you, dear God, be worse than what
Amen.
It is.
Amen.
And your holy angels to anoint, O God, and to purify and to take full control. Father,
mm-hmm.
I put my other grandchildren, let me appear, and my daughter and my son-in-law into your hand, O God. I'm asking you to go and to do for them what you cannot do for themselves. Jesus, you is a mighty God. You is a powerful God. You is a miraculous God. You're the prayer hearing
Amen.
God. There's nothing too hard, Father. You're the greatest healer. You're the greatest doctor.
Mm.
So, Lord God, take over. Take over, Lord.
Mm.
Go all over the world in diverse places. So many people are going to the grave with this thing, oh God. Lord, I want to thank you and I want to praise you. That they did not get worse, so that they have to go to the hospital, God. They just went to take the test. And when the test come back, that was the result, dear Father. But, Lord, they are not sick in the hospital. So, Lord, I just want to thank you. And I just want to ask you, dear God, send your guardian angel, God, around them, oh God. And not them alone, but all those who are weak. And all who have it, their family who have it, oh God. And not even the COVID alone, but other sicknesses. People are sick with all kind of diseases. But, oh God, hear my cry, hear my prayer, hear my call. Oh, Jesus, take full control, oh God. Take this prayer line in charge, dear Father. And those who are, the one who is going to break the bread tonight, send your holy angel to take full control and let the word that he speak or she speak not come from your mouth, but come from your throne, O God. Continue to lead and guide and protect and sanctify and cleanse and rebuke and remove and destroy all unrighteousness, and God, and let your name be glorified and praised. I give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear sister Barnaby, for that song and also the reading and your prayer. And brothers and sisters, if we do listen kindly with Sister Barnaby prayer that she has some family member who is sick in Jamaica. And I am going to ask my brothers and sisters, my sister had prayed for them, but we are going to pause a little and we are going into a word, into a season of prayer on behalf of our sister family in Jamaica who is not feeling well at this time. And first, I know John 3:2 said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." So we know the truth that we have a great physician. We know the truth that we have a healer. We know the truth that we have a sympathizing Jesus. And as he said here in his word, and this evening we are going down in prayer for our sisters, our grandchildren, and our brothers and sisters who is not feeling well, especially our dear sister, right? The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer, no other voice like Jesus. Sweetest note in Sarah's song, sweetest name in mortal tongue, sweetest choral ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. His name dispels my guilt and fear, no other name like Jesus. Oh, how my soul delights to hear the precious name of Jesus. And when he comes to bring the crown of life and glory, then by his side we will sit down and tell redemption's story. Sweetest name in mortal song, sweetest choral ever sung, sweetest choral ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, King of kings and Lord of lords, this drawing near Sabbath coming, Lord, as we come at your feet, we are giving you the praise that due to you. We want to thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for this line, We thank you for our sisters and our brothers who can join here to give praises and to bring glory to your wonderful name, to share what you have done for them, the joy, the peace, the happiness within their heart, and to know that you have allowed them to be victorious during this week that passed, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. Now, dear Lord, we come before you because you said we must come. We must ask you. We come before you because we know we have a loving, great physician which is in heaven, the most holy sanctuary, now told us that we must ask, Lord, and whatsoever we ask you, you know, and you, we will answer our cry, Lord. So this moment, dear Father, we are asking, we are seeking on behalf of your dear daughter, Sister Barnaby, dear Lord, who present her family member who is sick, not doing well now, dear Lord, but because we have that open faith and trust, you, Lord, we are asking you to dispatch those angels at them, around them, and allow them to feel your presence even now, dear Lord, your touch, just like that woman with the issue of blood. And Father, we have seen what happened. She was made whole. Lord, we have seen what you have done, Lord, during your days. And we even saw it now happening in our time. So we are presenting those lovely, wonderful children, Lord, those beautiful, Lord, brothers and sisters, dear Lord, who serve you and trust you, Lord, and have that blessed assurance that you are going to allow them to be made whole. So this moment, dear Father, we ask you to cover them under your blood. Bless them, keep them, guide them, protect them. Lord, and help them that they can have a testimony to tell, you know, and just give the mom here, dear God, that she will be strengthened because she hold upon you. She believe in you. She know that you are able to do it. As we read a while ago, dear Father, in 3 John, that you wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. You said to us that you will heal all our diseases, not some of the diseases, all our diseases. So we are asking you, Lord, for that healing power, not only Sister Barnaby family member, but our family who is even on this line. We lift up Sister Payne to you. We lift up Sister Lynn to you, dear Father. Others who are suffering, dear God, with the maladies, but we know that you are able. So we ask you this moment for a touch, dear God. We ask you for your presence this blessed Sabbath day, that we can praise you and shout for joy, Lord, when we have seen all the wonderful things that you have been doing for your sons and your daughter. So we lift her up again, Lord. We lift up our dear Sister Carla to you, who traveling to Arkansas. We ask you to give her traveling mercies. We ask you to pour your blessings upon her. We lift up Sister Leola in Alabama, dear Lord, blessing with Sister Jackson, the team that is down there. We also lift up to you, Brother Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson. Lord, continue to shower your blessings upon them, Sister Abbott. Lord, we ask you to touch her body at this time. We lift up Brother Udi, dear Lord, as you know the work and you saw what he is doing, Father. We ask you to bless him, Lord, Melissa and Elizabeth and Caleb and father-in-law and mother-in-law at this time, and that great work that they are doing, dear Father. We ask you to multiply, Lord, and help that it will bring blessing into that community where souls will come to meet you. We lift up Brother Akeem James to you, dear Lord. Continue to bless this young man that he will present the gospel message to and fro. Cry aloud and spare not, Lord, and tell the people their sin and transgression, Father, and allow them to know that this is the time that we have to get ourselves right with you. We lift up Brother Eli as he prayed for his mother. He is praying for Jairi. He's praying for Ishma. He is praying for Jobel and also his self, Ebony. Dear Lord, we lift them up to you, the house manager. Dear Lord, you see the need of Brother Jairi and Ishma and Jovel so that they will come to know you on this line and they can share their testimony and give praises. We lift up Sister Consinelli. We want to give you thanks and praise, Lord, for what you have been doing for through her and her family member, presenting the truth, ally, Lord, report, various report information, Lord, that you have given unto her, dear Lord. She did not keep it for herself. She shared it, Lord, for the group. And we just want to give you thanks and praise. We lift up Sister Stephanie. Lord, continue to pour your blessings upon her as she prayed for the blessings you have done with her daughter, graduate both from senior and also high school graduate, college graduation. Lord, we just want to give you thanks. Allow her light to shine that when she goes into the college, she will demonstrate your character and that she will draw others to you. Father, there are so many names, Sister Brendan, Brother John, Lord, rejoicing, giving thanks for what you have been doing for them. So we pour, we lift them to you, Father. You know everything, and you see their heart and know their desire there. They pray for their family members, grandchildren, and their brothers and sisters and church family and those who they're ministering to. We also lift up Elder Rick, Lord, to you. Continue to bless him, Lord, and his children and grandchildren, dear Father. We place him in your care. We also lift up Brother Ray. Give him the strength he need to and fro from work, Lord, and also the missionary work that he is doing at his workplace. We ask you to pour your blessings upon them. Dear Father, Brother O'Neill, we lift up Brother O'Neill tonight, Lord, as he said he, you know, we'll be bringing a special report, Lord. We ask you to bless him, keep him, guide him as he pray for his family member, his children, Lord, and the missionary work that they are doing in New York. We ask you to pour your blessing. Lord, what more could we ask, Sister Tamika? Lord, lift her up, dear Lord, and also her grandchildren as she pray for Elizabeth. She pray for Miriam. She pray for Rochelle. She pray for Tony, Lord, and her three grandchildren. Dear Lord, we ask you to pour out your blessings upon them. And for myself, Lord, I'm asking you to give me the strength. You're so good. You're so great. Lord, you're teaching me, Lord. You're training me, Lord. I just want to give you thanks. I want to give you praise, Lord. And Father, for the books them that we have been giving out, even Sister Gail that I gave out that booklet from that Sabbath track and the Ten Commandments, dear Lord, this National Sunday Law, I'm asking you, Lord, as she was so joyful receiving those books, and Lord, she gave me her number and we share number. I'm asking you to pour your blessings upon her. Bless her and keep her and guide her. And the speaker tonight, dear Lord, I place them in your hand. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, God is good. Welcome again. Happy Sabbath someplace. But we wish you all happy Sabbath. And if you want to share, press number one. We have a full house today. God is so good. He is so great. He is worthy to be praised. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press number one so that they can share. I'm going to open this line and just patiently wait. 272-770, because I know my sister like to, you know, sing and to share. Can you, 272-770, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, happy Sabbath to everyone.
Amen.
Can you hear me? My name is Tamiko Preston, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And I would like to wish everyone a happy and blessed Sabbath. And I thank Sister Paul for praying for my family and friends and my children. I'm so grateful. be on this line with all my beautiful brothers and sisters. And I would like to sing a song, Jesus Loves Me, and the hymnal is page 190, if I may. Thank you. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. On the cross you died for me. I will love and live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Bible tells me so.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Amen.
God bless you all, my brothers and sisters. I pray that you all have a blessed and beautiful Sabbath. And I give the Lord praise and thanks and glory to his precious and holy name. He has done so much for myself and for my family. I love him very dearly. And as you know, he loves us all with an everlasting love. That's taken from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. It's such a blessing to know he loves us so much. It gives me a lot of joy and hope into my heart. I'm sure it gives you joy in your hearts as well. So have a blessed Sabbath, and thank you again for everything. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for that song. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves us, and Jesus wants, you know, to enter into our heart. And when he enters into our heart, we know, you know, we can't keep it unto ourselves. We have to tell others that Jesus loves me, and Jesus also loves those out there. So God is so good, right? Thank you, my dear sister. 423, your line, 635, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Happy Sabbath. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. This is Sister Carla. I am on the road. I'm in Arkansas. So I'm just thanking the Lord for a safe journey. I'm about 20 minutes from my destination. So
amen.
I'm just praising the Lord. Amen. And I just thank the Lord for you also, Sister Powell. From the day I met you, you've been helping and taking charge and just doing your part and going above and beyond. And I thank the Lord for you. And I ask that he will continue to bless you and your family and each and every brothers and sisters that's on this line. And I just want to read something from my reading earlier. It said, this is the end part. Stand forth in your God-given manhood, womanhood. God will reward you with calm nerve, a clear brain, and unimpaired judgment, keen perception. The youth of today whose principles are firm and unwavering will be blessed with health of body, mind, and soul. And this, you know, said the youth, but this is each and every one of us. You know, God says, the love I wish above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So God wants us to prosper every fiber of our being, that we may prosper so that we can praise him with our own body because we are purchased at a precious price and we no longer belong to ourselves, but we are jewels for God. So we should shine like jewels for God, and we should tell others about his goodness, his mercy, his love, so that they can come to know him, have a closer relationship, and accept him as their Savior. And may we draw even closer yet as we know the end is drawing near. May we never give up and be faithful. Again, thank you, Sister Powell. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear Sister Carlo, for joining. And God is so good. We pray for you on your trip, and you almost reach. God is so good. You know, we just know that, you know, God only wants us to be faithful to him. So I want to thank you for also that little encouraging word for each one of us. If we trust God, God is able to do all things to us, because as he promised us, he wants to be with us, and he wants us to be his representative, brothers and sisters. And when we have his love within our heart, you know, we are able to love one another, treat one another with respect, be our brother's keeper. So God is so good. God is so great. And I just want to give God all the praise that you and not Sister Powell, because Sister Powell could not do anything without God. And I just want to let everyone know on this land that, you know what, this land is just a land where God is just God placed us here together. And we are all learning one by one learning. And I can say, you know, as the eldest one, I think, on the line with my young daughters, them, Sister Carla, Sister I, all of them, those young ones, I can say that, you know what, God really placed me in a time when, you know, I need this, you know, because this is what I was praying for, and God just gave it to me, you know, and I just want to give him thanks and praise for what he's doing, and bring all of us together as one that we can study the word. And it's his word we study and feed upon his word, and that is what is helping us. We are not, I'm not saying I am this, I'm that, but I'm saying I give God the praise. All praise and honor go to him. So I just want to thank you, Sister Carla, for sharing and, you know, for those wonderful encouraging words. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, I don't know what time the speaker will be coming, joining. I have a few lines to open, and I'm asking my brothers and sisters to be brief, you know, and dear, that the speaker can 4-8-5-7 is open.
Hello, Sister Powell, can you hear me?
Amen, brother.
Yeah, Sister Powell. Hello, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to all of you. My name's Brother Eli. I like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Powell. Sister Powell, I would like to thank Sister Tamika was singing that song, Sister Powell. I feel the blessing, Sister Powell. I feel like I feel like I'm happy, Sister Powell. I love that song a lot. That song, it says, Jesus love me, yes, I know. Oh, Sister Powell, that song makes me happy. Like, Sister Powell, like I feel like to cry out to the Lord. God is good, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters. What matter what you're going through, brothers and sisters, if you feel stressed, brothers and sisters, trust in the Lord, brothers and sisters, pray to God, brothers and sisters, because God is good, brothers and sisters, if you know on this prayer line, just like Sister Powell said, brothers and sisters, if you come for the second time on this prayer line, brothers and sisters, you have to push number one, young people, push number one. Don't be shy. Don't be shy on this prayer line because this prayer line it's a family, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, I have a prayer request, Sister Powell. My prayer request, Sister Powell, before I sing, my prayer request is to pray for my mom. Sister Powell, thank you for your prayers. Pray for my mom. Pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister Ebony. Lift for Sister Ebony in prayer. Sister Powell, don't forget to pray for Brother Jehari. Pray for Brother Anthony, Sister Power, Brother Anthony, you forgot to pray for him, Sister Power, Brother Anthony. Lift for Brother Anthony in prayer. Anthony, his name is Anthony. Pray for Brother Anthony, my cousin, because he needs a lot of prayer. Pray for him and he could come in this prayer line. And Sister Power, Brother JaVale is on this prayer line, Sister Power. Sister Power, make sure you tell Brother JaVale to push number one, Sister Power. Tell Brother JaVale, do not be shy because God is good, Sister Power. God have a plan for him, Sister Power. God have a plan for him, Sister Power. And Sister Power, tell him, do not be discouraged. Do not be stressful. Do not let the enemy try. Do not make the enemy attack you. Because Brother JaVale, you remember Sister Power say, do not let the enemy attack you because the enemy is everywhere, JaVale. So JaVale, you have to trust in the Lord. You have to pray out. You have to cry out to the Lord. Pray to him, Brother JaVale. If you feel stressful, if you feel you have a bad day, just go to your room. Spend time to the Lord. Pray out to him. Cry out to him. Cry out to the Lord. Say mercy. Say Jesus, save me. Say Jesus, save me. Say Jesus, save me. Sister Powell, let me sing a song at the moment. And Sister Powell, make sure you encourage Brother JaVale on this prayer line and pray for Brother Isma. Sister Powell, let me sing a song. I praise you, Lord, with all my soul, with all my soul. I praise you, Lord. I praise with my mouth. I praise with my life. Everything I do, I praise. Praise you, Lord. Oh, everything I do, I praise you, Lord. Sister Powell, sing with me. Sing with me, Sister Tamika. Sing with me, Sister Tamika. I praise you, Lord, with all my soul, with all my soul. I praise you, Lord. I praise with my mouth. I praise with my life. Everything I do, I praise you, Lord. 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 Everything I do, I praise you, Lord.
Amen, Brother Eli. Okay, thank you, Brother Eli. Everything I do, I praise the Lord. Brother Eli, I'm telling you, you're so faithful to your friend. God is going to hear your prayer and he's going to answer your call. Every day, every minute you're praying for JaVale, Ebony, Hishma, Anthony, your mom, yourself, and each and every one of your brothers and sisters, and your aunt, you know, you're rejoicing in the Lord because you want those brothers and sisters to be saved. So we're going to pray. Yes, I don't know who's supposed to be presenting the message. Like I forgot, I know. Yes. Yeah. 423-635, Brother Yudi, will be Sister Parlo.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
423. Okay.
Can you hear me?
All right, thanks. Yes, yes, yes. He will join us around 8:30.
He should be on about 8:20. I'll verify and I'll press 1 if I need to, you know.
Okay.
Yes, about 8:20.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, we're asking you if you want to share, you can press number 1 that you can share. We're going to go into another season of prayer, and I'm going to open the line for one of our sisters to pray for us. All right. Okay. 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 All right. 518-650. Can you lead us in prayer, my dear brother, my dear sister? Okay, maybe. Please, can you check your phone if it's on mute? Okay, all right. All right, brothers and sisters, we are going to go into prayer now. And if anyone still want to share, you can press 1 that I can open your line for testimony of praise, your prayer request. If you want to, you can press 1 that I can know that you are there. 518-650. Okay. Okay. All right, brother and sister, let us pray. All right. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Most righteous and eternal Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, we want to thank you for this blessed Sabbath day that you have given unto us, where you said, where 2 or 3 gather together doing the things concerning your will, you are in the midst. We know we are more than 2 and 3. So we just want to thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for that blood that you sacrificed for us. Help us, Lord, that we will be obedient to your command, your will, as we have been studying the importance of this blessed Sabbath day that you have given unto us from creation. Lord, you show us it. You tell us how we should respect, obey your Sabbath day, Lord. And sometimes we trample on it. We ask you forgiveness, Lord. Help us, dear Lord, that we will look upon this important day, Lord, this commandment that you have given unto us, that we can follow your commandment and go out there as your representative, as your ambassador, as your servant to carry this gospel message of truth, Lord, to the dying world. We know what is going to come upon this world, dear Lord, but you said if we contend with you, you will contend with us. So we ask you, Father, for that help. We ask you for that power. We ask you for that strength. Lord, you know, you saw all the things that is happening to your sons and your daughter. We have some of our daughters and son of some of our brothers, Lord, who is sick, troubled with diseases, the plague, Lord, that is facing this world right now, the COVID-19, Lord. But we ask you for your mercies towards them, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to allow them to trust you and to depend upon you, because you want us, dear Father, to be victorious without diseases, Lord. You gave us a healthy body, Father. You created us. You gave us everything that we should use, Lord. And because of disobedience and rejection, we reject what you have given unto us and we're doing our own thing. But, dear Father, we want to come back to you. Here we are, Lord. Please to receive us, Lord, and know not part your blessings upon us. Help us, Father, that we can do, be the light of the world, Lord, that we can go out there with your light. Father, we just want to give you thanks this day for this family, Lord, ever family. You know every need from this family. They desire to follow you and to trust you more and more each day, asking you for your protection and your love towards them. Now, dear Lord, we lift up these prayer requests from our dear brother Eli. Lord, we have been praying and praying on behalf, Lord, of all these brothers and sisters, his staff, his mom, Ebony, Anthony, dear Lord, Javel, and Jahari, dear Father God, Ishma, Lord, and all the others. There are so many names, Lord. You know them. He's also praying for the Advent Light family, every Advent Light family. I lift up them, these names to you, Lord. So we ask you to hear tonight, dear Lord. We lift up our youth, dear Lord. Those youths will be the leaders of tomorrow. Those youths, dear Father, they are the one who have the energy, the vigor, the knowledge that you have given unto them. As we have been studying, Lord, and reading about the three evil boys, dear Daniel and his companion, Lord, and we saw what they have done by they stood up for you, dear Lord. So we are asking you to allow our youth that they will stand up in a sinful world, but you will cover them, Lord. You will strengthen them that they will hold on to your banner, dear Lord, to carry out your message, your word of truth to this dying world. So we present them to you, Father God. Every home, the mothers, the fathers, the aunts, the niece, that they will lift up your standard in the home, because you told us that the home is the first house school, the first school ground for our family, Lord. So help us, Lord, that we will stand up for what is right. Tonight, dear Lord, we lift up all our brothers and sisters. You know them. Sister Carla, who is traveling, Lord, give her traveling mercy. Brother Yudi, who will be presenting the message, we ask you to cover him and his family. Sister Melissa, Elizabeth, and also Caleb, and his mother-in-law, and his father-in-law, and the project, Lord, the health store, we place in your care. Brother O'Neill, his children, Lord, we place them to you. Oh, Father, we lift up Sister Tamika and her whole family. You know everything about them, Lord. Sister Payne and Sister Lynn, Lord, we lift them up to you again, Lord. You know what they need, Father God, and we need a balm in Gideon. We need, Lord, your love towards us, dear Father, that we can extend it to others. We lift up Sister Stephanie and her family, Sister Carja and KJ. We lift up Amanda and also Nicholas as the young people, dear Lord. We lift up Sister Dixon in Tennessee. We also lift up Sister Leola, dear Father, and Brother Ray, Lord, Sister Brendan, Brother John, Lord, and there are so many names tonight. We lift them up to you. Bless them, keep them, guide them, Lord, and allow them to see your love that they can demonstrate it, Lord. Lift up myself, you, my children, grandchildren, Lord, my community, dear Father, receive this today when I gave those Spanish youth those three books, Lord, the National Sunday Law. I know they speak Spanish, and I was able to give them three Spanish book in the National Sunday Law. And all those youths were together, stick together, fixing their friend's car, and they never leave, the three. And I had to go out and speak to them because that was where I saw love, even in a pandemic, Lord. I saw those three guys on them into that car, and they pulled down the car. I know they was working together the whole day they were out there. And I had to tell them, boy, I really love to see how you guys unite and work together. And there I was able to share those books. And they said, thank you, Grandma. God bless. And I will read it. So, Lord, I pray for them that they will read these books, Lord, and that they too will come to know you. Father, you are so good. You are so great. Bless each one of us, Lord. Every name, you know them, Lord. You know what we need. And what we need is Jesus. What we need is a converted heart. What we need is the Holy Spirit to come down upon us, as you have given unto us the message in Revelation 18, that mighty angel come down with great power, cover us with his glory, dear Lord. Help us, Lord, that we will say that Spirit, that Holy Spirit upon us, that we will be enlightened to carry out your message to this world, not to keep it in ourselves and not sharing with others. Help us that we can share it. Bless us and keep us, Lord, we pray. And we present the speaker again to you in Jesus' loving name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Sister Katie, we ask you to bless her and also her two little grandchildren and Dominique and Lord, her daughter-in-law, and also her son. Bless her, Lord, as she pray for her friend. Lord, we see her that she came out victorious with that accident. Lord, you are so good. And also the little precious jewel babies to walk. Lord, we ask you to allow that baby to be talking to, Lord, and I know you are able to do that. Bless Sister Katie, we pray in Jesus' loving name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, I just want to thank you again, and happy, happy Sabbath, beloved. I know now is the Sabbath, so we are going to wait on our speaker, right? Our speaker is supposed to be joining, so the next voice, if the speaker is on the line, can you press one?
Yes, okay. I'm on, that's the call.
Praise the Lord. Okay,
518-409, your line is open. All right, and thank you very much, and a happy Sabbath to you all. And been a long, long week. But, you know, God is good, and he has given us a double portion of his strength, because sometimes when you look at what is happening all around us, when you look at the trials that we are facing, I just want to tell you tonight that God is faithful. And, you know, this week, as I had asked for prayer through the prayer line, I was going through some trials at work. And if I tell you, my beloved friends, and you remember last week I talked about Joseph, right? How Joseph was hated and how Joseph was being talked about, how he was, how folks were jealous of him, right, in the courts of Pharaoh. Well, this week, my friends, the trials doubled. The obstacles increased. But I got to tell you something, friends. As I ask for prayer from my brothers and sisters on this prayer line, you know what happened? God moved in a mighty way at work. And I could tell you that those that were persecuting me, they no longer are working at that facility. And this is not what I had prayed for. I did not pray that they be removed. I just prayed that the Lord would grant me the strength to be able to represent his character, to be able to not, speak out of terms or out of character. And he did that. And he says in his word, no weapon formed against his children shall prosper. And I can attest to that because God is a faithful God, right? He's a faithful high priest. He's a faithful God, and he will not let us down. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for thy word. We ask for wisdom. We ask for knowledge. We ask for understanding. And we pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us look to the book of Hebrews tonight, you know, because the book of Hebrews is a book that is significant and present truth for us at this time. And in the book of Hebrews, we are taught about the heavenly sanctuary. We are taught about the true rest that Jesus desired to give unto us, to give unto his children. And many other admonition are given in the book of Hebrews, right? And so I want to open up in the book of Hebrews, the 6th chapter, and we see a type of the first angel's message right here in the book of Hebrews, speaking about the peril of us falling away from the message, falling away from the plan that God had originated for us. There is danger, friends, in falling away and leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ in which we have been instructed therein. And we need to be planted upon the rock, Christ Jesus, because Jesus, if our foundation is built upon him, when the storm comes, when the persecution and the Sunday law is passed, if we are planted upon the man Christ Jesus, we shall never fail. The Bible says, if whosoever heareth my words and doeth them, I will show you unto whom I will liken he or she. I will liken him unto the man that built his house upon the stone. And when the storm comes, though it may beat vehemently, violently against this house, yet that house shall stand. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 1. And notice what the Bible says in beginning at verse 1. We are in the book of Hebrews, and we have 15 minutes to cover the topic study for today, but we are in the book of Hebrews, and we are looking at our opening scripture here in the book of Hebrews, verse 1. And if you're taking notes, we know that the book of Hebrews was written by none other than the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul wrote the book of Hebrews and outlined within the book the heavenly sanctuary ministry, or the heavenly ministry of Christ Jesus. And that heavenly ministry, as he ascended into the holy place, we know that Christ stayed in the holy place, you know, from the time he had ascended from earth to heaven, and he did his work there as a priest. And then we know that on October 22nd, 1844, that Christ entered upon the most holy place. And this is where he is even now. He's even now embarking upon the special work of investigating the sins, of investigating the lives, of investigating those who profess to be the remnant of Christ Jesus. And we know that the investigative judgment begins, right, with the righteous dead, and it ends with the righteous living. And we know that the church is going to be investigated before the world is judged, right? We know that this investigative process is taking place even now, and no one knows precisely where Christ is in this process, No one knows when our names will be called. No one knows whether our names will be rejected, whether our names will be accepted, right? But we have to live a life that is in agreement with the Bible and the Bible alone, and that is in agreement with what we profess. And so as we open up the book of Hebrews, and here especially in the sixth chapter, I believe, the Apostle Paul is almost at the heart of the matter, at the heart of the book of Hebrews, is pausing to speak to us regarding the principles of the doctrine of Christ. And notice what it says in the book of Hebrews. Friends, Hebrews, the sixth chapter. And beginning at verse number 1, I'm reading in your hearing, in Hebrews, the sixth chapter, we are in verse number 1. It says in verse 1, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Now, what are principles? Principles are foundations, right? If you say that there are certain principles that we are to abide by, you are speaking to foundational things or things that are significant in their infancy, things that we built upon, right? So these principles of the doctrine of Christ is to lead us unto perfection. Now, this perfection is dealing with an overcomer, not someone who has never sinned, but someone who was a sinner and received God's grace and was able to, through the grace of Christ, grow and to be justified and to be glorified. So this individual has gone through a process whereby they have received Christ so much so that they have been consecrated to the point where sin does not affect them anymore. Now, this is interesting because the principles of the doctrines of Christ are not taught as I mentioned today. We are told today that we are just to what? Receive Christ into our life and continue to live our life. And if we sin, we ask for forgiveness and so on and so forth. But there is never talked about the importance of gaining victory over sin. Victory must be gained over sin because when the judgment ends, when Christ steps out of the most holy place, the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that he that is holy will then remain holy still. He that is filthy will then remain filthy still. So the principles of the doctrines of Christ, meaning the foundation that we have been taught, is to lead us to perfection. It is to lead us unto perfection, even the perfection of the reflection of Christ. I want to show you this in the book of Ephesians. Well, before we go there, let's continue with the text. It says, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. So notice that Paul is speaking of not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, right? So what does it mean to lay again the foundation of repentance? This is speaking of the fact that one is in a state of always sinning and repenting, right? Paul says, let's not continue in this method. But Paul says in verse 2, and of the doctrine of baptism and of the laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment, and this will we do, if God permit? For it is, notice verse 4, it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing that they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to open shame. Now, this is a very significant scripture that is laying out the concept of the sanctuary and even the work that Christ is doing right now in our behalf. Do you see it, friends? Paul says in verse 4 of Hebrews 6 that it is impossible. It is impossible for those who were once enlightened and those who have once received the message of the third angel. The Adventist who once was zealous in doing God's work. The Adventist that used to be zealous in keeping God's commandments, right? He's saying that those individuals, if they fall away from the good word of God, from the powers of the world to come, if they should fall away from their previous life, their lifestyle that they have conducted themselves in, the way that they have carried themselves, those who have received truly the third angel's message in their heart, if they begin to go backwards and begin to fall away, he says, they, to renew these individuals again. In other words, to take them back from their backsliding. There's a certain level of truth that we obtain to, a certain level of truth that we know, friends, that we cannot go back to any kind of thing. You know that? It would be torture for me to go back into the world because I am in too deep. We have been taught too much. And that's what Paul is saying, is that imagine an individual who have received the heavenly gift of God, who have gotten into the detail, into the depthness of the third angel's message, into the depthness of the reforms that are to accompany our reception of God's word, to go back into that same mud that we were washed out of. Paul says it's almost impossible for these individuals to repent because they have crucified the Son of God afresh. There is a acquaintance of my parents. He lived in Connecticut. And I remember that when I was in my teens, probably 17, 18, I was very wild. I was very into the streets and drugs and alcohol and parties and clubs and things of that sort. And I paid a deep price, a high price for it, because a lot of times when you're living that kind of lifestyle, you know, you get caught up in the criminal justice system, right? And I remember that this individual that I'm talking about here was a good friend of the family. And this individual was actually, a very deep Sabbath Sabbath keeper, observer. And I remember he used to talk about country living, and he used to talk about all of the things that, you know, we are now studying, right? And this was, mind you, this was before I became an Adventist. I was going to church, but I wasn't an Adventist because, you know, I was into the world. Well, this man was deep into the mark of the beast, the National Sunday Law. He used to always talk to me about how Jesus is coming back again and all of these things. And he was a Seventh-day Adventist. And a lot of people thought that he was essentially crazy. And hang on, I think just 1 minute here. So this individual, you know, used to talk to me about how the Lord was coming and how, you know, Christ was even at the doors. And this was, by the way, back in the early 90s. Now, I want to say it was 1996, 1998, 1997. And he was talking about country living. He was talking about how, you know, we had to make our way out of the city. And at that time, I didn't understand what he was talking about because, again, I was not into the message. I was not into, you know, the Adventist message. I was into partying. Well, this man was married and had some children. He took his wife, he took his children, and he moved out of Connecticut. He moved into the state of Montana. And I don't know if you know, but Montana is probably one of the most open land areas that you can live in. The houses are not crowded at all together. You might drive several miles to actually see a neighbor. So he said, I'm moving into the country with my wife, with my children. I don't know what eventually happened in his private and personal life. But what I do know, friends, is that this man today is no longer a Seventh-day Adventist. He went into the country with his wife, with his children, and eventually they separated. They got divorced. His children want nothing to do with this man. And at the same time, his wife also wants nothing to do with him. Where is he now? Well, he returned back to Connecticut. I visited about 5 years ago. And by that time he returned to Connecticut, I was just coming back into the message, all right? And I was invited to preach in Connecticut, I think it was 2014. And when I got there, I asked, where is this man? I remember how on fire he was, zealous for the message of the third angel, zealous for the teaching of God's word, zealous for the health message, zealous for the country living message. And I asked, where is he? And friends, they told me that this man had come back. He had married an unbeliever and was living with this unbeliever and was no longer a keeper of the 7 day Sabbath, no longer was he keeping the 7 day Sabbath, but he had been involved in drinking and involved in partying and all of that. And I look at this man, I say, what has happened to him? Friends, he did not have an experience with Jesus. He grabbed a hold of the reforms. He heard of country living. He heard of the third angel's message of the mark of the beast. He understood those things, but did not understand them in their deepest sense. He did not understand the character that he should have developed. Because if that were the case, he would not have lost his wife, his children, because they all thought this man was a fanatic. Because he did not resemble the character of Christ. And so now, I'm not going to say that this man is lost forever, because we do need to pray for him. I don't want to say his name here. He is still living with this woman who's a non-believer. He is still drinking. And he has abandoned the Seventh-day Adventist church, the Seventh-day Adventist message, knowing what he knows. This man used to preach to me about the second coming of Christ. He used to preach to me about country living. He used to preach to me about how Jesus was even at the doors. This very man, friend, is now back into the same thing that I used to do. And when I came back in, he was leaving the church. As I was coming back in the church, he was leaving the church and even had entered into a worldly situation with a woman that knoweth not the Lord. And I believe this is what Paul is writing here to us this evening in Hebrews 6, because he's not saying that this man, it is impossible to save him, but he's saying it is almost impossible for those who were once enlightened and who have tasted of the heavenly gift and who are made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and if they shall fall away, right, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing that they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh. And not only have they crucified the Son of God afresh, but the scripture says they have put him to open shame. They have put him to what? To open shame. And then my question to you tonight is, friends, as we look into this message, because we don't have much time, have we been crucifying Christ afresh? Have we put him to open shame? By our action, by our words, by our deportment, by our character, by our habits, by our thoughts, have we put him to open shame? Because if that is the case, we must confess our sins. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Paul is writing here in the peril of falling away, friends. He's saying, look, we do not want to backslide into our own vomit again. We do not want to backslide into that mud again. If we are seeing that we are sliding backwards to where we came from, we must cry out to God. And we must cry out to him sincerely that we may be given mercy to help in time of need. Friends, God is a living God. He is a righteous God. And he says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So Christ, our high priest, is acquainted with our temptation. He's acquainted with what we go through. He's acquainted with our difficulties. He's acquainted with our calamities. He's acquainted with our burdens. And he says, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Friends, is it your desire that your burdens in which you have put Christ to open shame be lifted tonight? I don't know about you, but I know it is mine. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 7 that in the days of Christ's flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears, though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. We must suffer for Christ's sake. We must suffer in order for self to die. This is how we will learn obedience. when we are talking about the sanctuary, and we're talking about the 144,000, they will have reached to a place where they will rather die than sin. That is a place of suffering, friends. To rather die than sin is to reach a place where you rather suffer than to sin. To rather die than sin is to come to a place where you say, no, I will not crucify my Savior first. And he is longing, my friends, for us on this line. He is longing for me. He is longing for you to get to that place where he can trust us with whatever the temptation that we face, with whatever the persecution that we face, that we will choose ye this day to serve him. He is longing for us to stop laying again the foundation of repentance. He is longing for us to stop laying again the foundation of repentance and being made perfect. He became the author of eternal salvation. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the author of eternal salvation. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Are you willing to suffer in order to obey? Samuel said, to obey is better than to sacrifice. It is better to obey than to sacrifice, friends. Are we willing to sacrifice in order that we might obey? Some of us are not willing to sacrifice to obey. We're willing to disobey rather than to sacrifice. Well, friends, it says again in Hebrews 6, verse 19, we have a hope. We have an anchor of the soul that is both sure and steadfast, and which entereth within the veil. Christ is now within the veil of the heavenly sanctuary. We need not fight this fight alone, because he will aid us. He will strengthen us that we might stand. Are we willing to stand with the 144,000? With him, they said, the Bible says, we're standing 144,000, having the Father's name written in their foreheads. We cannot go back, as I spoke to you about this man, friends. He used to tell me about the Sabbath. He used to tell me about country living. He used to tell me about the mark of the beast. He took his family to the country, friends. And when he got to the country, he had realized that he had brought his city character with him to the country, and he had not yet overcome, and as a result, he went back into Egypt. He went back into the world, putting Christ again to open shame. Friends, I'm asking that we pray tonight and ask the Lord to help us. Some of us have been backsliding, and we know it. We have not been the way that we used to be. Our prayer life is dwindling. Our devotional life is perishing. Our spirituality is waning. But friends, Christ says, in Revelation 3, oh, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and him with me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Who is willing to open the door to the knocking of the Son of Man? And that door is a representation of the heart. It is the mind. Christ wants to dwell in our minds, which is the most holy place of our body. He wants to reside there, and he wants to electrify our minds, friends. Are we willing to allow him to take control of our feeble bodies? Are we willing to say, not I, but Christ? As John the Baptist said, are we willing to say, he must increase, but I must decrease? I don't know about you, but that is my desire for tonight. And I hope it is your desire for tonight on this Sabbath rest. I'll close out with a song. And you are praying in your hearts and asking the Lord to help you. Asking the Lord to help me. Holy Sabbath day of rest. I am in need of rest, friends. How about you? Was it a rough week? Oh, yes. 24 hours to put aside the cares of this life, to put aside the bills, to put aside the mail, to put aside the email, to put aside the Facebook. The Sabbath is a sign between me and you that you may know that I am the Lord that sanctifies you. Holy Sabbath day of rest. By our Master richly blessed, God created and divine, set aside for holy time. Yes, this holy Sabbath rest, by our God divinely blessed, it to us the sun shall be throughout all eternity. Seek not pleasures on this earth, with its folly, noise, and mirth. There are better things in store over on the other shore. Yes, this holy Sabbath rest, by our God divinely blessed, it to us the sun shall be throughout all eternity. As the Sabbath draweth nigh, Friday Eve has set a sun. Christian household then should meet, sing and pray at Jesus' feet. Yes, this holy Sabbath rest, by our God divinely blessed, it to us the sun shall be throughout all eternity. Asking him for saving grace, also victory in the race, and to help us by his power to keep holy every hour. Yes, this holy Sabbath rest, by our God divinely blessed, it to us the sun shall be to all eternity. Let us pray. Yeah. Kind Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Lord. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Have mercy upon us, for we have sinned against thee. Give us rest. Give us strength. Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. Help us, Lord, because we have crucified you afresh. We have fallen away. But we desire to repent once and for all, Lord. And we need your help. Please help us, I ask, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Udi, for that timely message tonight. And brothers and sisters, we all on this line and we hear, right? We heard and we all know that we have wrong with the Lord. Crucify him another time. So the line is still open, brothers and sisters. If you want to offer a word of prayer, you can just take off yourself *6 and you can press 1, can continue in prayer. I'm going to pray. Father in heaven, we, your children, come before you again once more to give you thanks for this message. Lord, help us, dear Father, that we will trust you with our whole heart and not leaning on our whole understanding. Help us, Father, to know that you died, you suffer for us, you open your arms and you call us because you want us. You want to come into our heart. Help us, Father, that we will surrender everything to you, that you can come in to sup with us. Father, we just want to give you all the praise that due to you, because we know we can't do anything on our own. We are living in this world day by day, as we have listened to that gentleman, the story about this man. Once walk with you, serve you, believe, carrying your word, sharing with others, went into the country with his family, and what happened? The enemy stole all of his love that he has for you, and he's out there. Dear Father, we ask you, even though he is out there, Lord, he can be saved. So we are asking you, wherever he is at this time, dear God, we ask you to stretch out your arms, receive him up to you. Allow him to surrender. Allow him to give you all, Lord. Because you are calling, you are knocking at his heart, just as though you are knocking on each and every heart door here on this land tonight. Bless us, Lord, that we will look and saw the importance of the Sabbath, how it is important, this commandment that you have given unto us from creation. And we trampled, we step on it, we do so much things, Lord, to crucify you again on the Sabbath. But have mercy upon us, Lord. We confess every fault and every sin that we have done to you, Lord, especially on your commandment. And help us, Lord, that we will keep our eyes upon you, that we will trust you with our whole heart and not to lean upon ourselves, because ourselves is failure, but with you all things is possible. Bless us tonight, Lord, each one of us, and help us see the need, dear Father, to accept you fully as our personal Savior. As tomorrow we will be entering into a day of rest, help us, dear Lord, in whatsoever we do, words we say, study your words, that we will bring honor and glory to your name. Bless us, we pray. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, if you want to pray, continue up. We would like to pray, can press number 1 that I can open their line. We want to thank Brother Udi for that presentation and also the song, Holy Sabbath Day of Rest. You know, it is so good for us that when we can sit and listen to these wonderful words of these wonderful promises that God have given unto us, both in his songs, in the word of God, and also in testimony. And despite of what we go through and how we are going through, if we trust God, God is able to do all things. So I just want to thank everyone tonight and have a blessed Sabbath, and let us focus our mind upon the Lord and really stay and draw closer to him, because only the Lord we can depend upon. Yes, brothers and sisters, good night. I haven't seen anyone want to have a question, a query, or something that, you know, you may be impressed with or not understand. If you can press number one, and the line will be open. So I just want to thank everyone for joining and everyone who participate. I will just close off now by the grace of God with this song. I can't find Redeem. I think it is Low.